Hey, you're listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. We're bringing you today's best comedy and entertainment personalities. Now your host, Phil Iazetta.
Joining us on the hotline, this lady is a breath of fresh air. Every time I see her, every time I talk to her, I'm just honored, Whoopi Goldberg, that you take the time out and just spend some time with us.
My pleasure. I love y'all, so I don't mind at all.
Well, we absolutely adore you. Now, you are a busy, busy person. I mean, new cast on The View. I'm thanking my lucky stars that you're there because I have a guilty pleasure, and yes, it is you every single morning. By the way, I just need to get back to this interview I heard with you and Robin Roberts. I remember that blue sequin dress that you wore.
Yes.
I still consider you a very sexy woman, Ms. Goldberg.
Well,
I remember Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Thank you.
So let's get that out of the way real quick. You are still a sex symbol to some men out there who love a woman for, you know, just a little bit more than, you know, just a beautiful body.
I know, but there's, you know, there are a lot of blind men in the world, but, you know, I understand.
Well, I tell you, this new cast, I'm excited about it because I like the whole vibe of having Rosie Perez on there, too, because it doesn't get more real than you and Rosie sitting down.
Thank you. You don't forget my friend Nicole, because that bitch knows her stuff.
Well, I don't know Nicole that well, so I just got to talk about the two Rosies, because in my opinion, it's long overdue where we get some comedians on television who are actually comedians, and they could sit down and be themselves. And thank you for bringing just a little bit of reality, you know, to television. Real reality.
Thanks.
So how's it going, though, with the new ladies? Because, you know, people like to talk their smack, but give me the inside scoop. What's it like with the new crew?
Well, if it was a problem, nobody would be working, you
right.
know. I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is. It's a good group of women, and we talk a lot of stuff. And sometimes people, you know, when you hang out with people for long periods of time, and you can talk to them a certain way and say stuff, and they know, but people around you may not know that, you know, it's not a big deal. You know, you say, nah, bitch, I'm not doing that with you. People take that the wrong way and think you're fighting. Because they want it, you know, people want it to be a fight. But we're, you know, we're not only too smart for that, but, you know, come on.
Yeah, well, what's going on with that, though? It seems like it's the culture today, though, where people have more fun knocking people down than holding people up.
Well, that seems to be what we do. I mean, we watch all these shows to see train wrecks in motion, you know. And so I guess The View had this reputation of being a place where women clash. And then, you know, I get there and I don't see it at all. No. I've never seen it, you know. People disagree, but you work with somebody, I don't know, 18 years or whatever, however long it's been on. I think people sometimes can get testy with one another, but it doesn't mean, you know, it's a better story if you say that people are fighting, because people want to believe that.
Right. Now, do you find that a lot, too, happening? You know, it happens all over society, from television
to
our lives,
everywhere.
Supermarkets, driving. I mean, we'll get into that in a couple of minutes, because I think you and I are on the same page with that. But, you know, even comedy. Have you noticed that comedy has gotten a lot meaner, and it's not just for the fun? It's kind of, like, mean-spirited now.
Yeah, but people, that's what people like, and I, you know, I'm not mean-spirited. You know, the things that I find funny are not at the cost of someone else.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you're to me, I'd rather bash, you know, countries as opposed to people.
Well, you know, it's funny because when I listen, you know, to the greats, and we've had this conversation before, you know, you listen to guys like Richard or guys like even Chris Rock. I mean, Chris Rock, I mean, let me tell you, Whoopi, I just watched a clip of him. It seems like he's back and better than ever on SNL.
Yes.
I don't understand what people are saying. I'm a New Yorker. Okay. So when he made those jokes, you got to understand that's what a comedian does.
But you see, people don't, you know, everybody, you know, this is really terrible, and I'm going to say it, but I'll explain it afterward. You know, we have asked for everybody's opinion on everything.
Right.
We have, you know, we've become where it's about your opinion, what you think, how important you think your opinion is to the conversation. You know, and I say it now on The View, don't tweet me. I don't care.
I absolutely adore you, Whoopi Goldberg, a true national treasure. I'm going to bring you a birthday present, so they better let me backstage.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, Whoopi.
All right.
Hey, thanks a lot for listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show. Give us a like on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and just keep listening at 5MinuteTalkShow.com.